Jack slipped away at around 3 in the morning. They talked for a long while, deciding whether they should all break and run for it. The girls were both for leaving, but they were eventually overruled. Ryan had pointed out that if all 7 of them escaped from the Ville, it was pretty certain that the whole Sec force would be turned out to hunt them into the mountains.
Head out, kid. Christy and Laurie go where they tell you. We'll step careful like walking on eggs. This Ville is
so fucking far out, it's gonna fucking meet itself coming back again.
Right. I saw a big wag on the way to the stoning. Looked gassed up and ready to roll. We'll try to check it out sometime if we get a chance. Get us some food and drink.
I could find it in my heart to relish snuffing out a life or two. I have seldom met such bread-in-the-bone evil as in that gimpy dwarf.
Main thing is to be away clear. Won't be easy.
Where to meet?
Depends on how many chase. We all agreed to track that radio message. The Kenworth truck's got a transceiver in the cab. Saw the whip aerial. So the only highway north, running along the side of the big lake, past the quarry road. When you get clear of the Ville, take that. Move fast, and keep your eyes behind you.
Keep sec men off my ass. I hide up around 10 miles out. If there's a fork, I'll leave marker which took. Watch for me.
Quickly, they gathered around the open window of the dorm, which overlooked the sullen expanse of the lake at the rear of the long building, and watched Jack leave. Finn had crept down, making sure the elderly janitor was sleeping in his room in the basement, near the roaring boiler.
Keep warm, Jack.
Sure. By the time get safe away, light'll have come up. Find shelter. Got fire.
Go.
Ryan patted the skinny boy on the shoulder, feeling a pang of doubt, and let him slip away alone into the Oregon blackness.
Welcome to Ginsburg Falls.
Mayor Sissy's tiny frame perched behind a massive leather-topped desk with a polished oil lamp at either end.
I am moved with grief that your colleague, Outworlder Lauren, has run away.
His great head wobbled on his scrawny neck, as though it might topple onto his desk at any moment. Behind him stood 2 stone-faced sec men, arms folded across their chests, carbines slung over their shoulders. Ryan stood with Doc, J.B., and Finn facing the mayor, trying to look calm and under control, knowing that a wrong word here could produce very bad results.
Nobody speaks to me? I think that this must be because of guilt.
Not so, Mayor Sissy. The boy joined us only hours before we met your sec patrol. We thought he might be a mutie, but we let him travel with us until we could be sure.
If you'd been sure?
If we'd been sure the boy was a mutie, then I'd have chilled him myself.
Or brought him here for trial and then execution.
Yeah, of course.
Now we must decide what to do with you. Your homekeeps are waiting for me to see them and decide if they are truly whores. What is your opinion, Outworlder Cawdor? Whores?
Ryan shrugged, as though the question wasn't of the least concern to him.
What you decide will be right, Mayor Sissy.
Well spoken for an Outworlder. You will all do well in our militia. But not the dotard.
He pointed at Doc Tanner.
He can go to the Antigone Sissy home for the congenitally senile and then be tested for removal to the Ronald W. Sissy Euthanasia Center.
Senile? Euthanasia, you posturing little...
Ryan shut him up the only way he knew how, elbowing him so hard in the guts that Doc folded over like an eager courtier, dropping to his knees with a cracking of joints. His face turned the color of curdled milk, and he gasped for breath.
See how he behaves? So undignified for one so old.
Old, maybe. Not surfeit, swelled, or profane.
What are you babbling about, old man?
It was merely a thought that came from nowhere, Mayor Sissy. I would be ever so pleased to go and see this home you talked about.
That's better. If you live in Ginsburg Falls and you walk the line, what then?
You'll be fine.
Excellent, Outworlders.
Sissy leaned back, ticking points off on his fingers.
The white-headed mutie will be hunted and destroyed. The old man to the home. That can wait until the morrow. The home keeps for me to see. I shall leave that for tomorrow. I have to oversee an exposing.
A what?
An exposing, Outworlder. All of the non-person babies born in the past 3 months will be taken by the elders of the council and exposed on the slopes about the ville. It is one of the most important of all our rights to maintain the proper balance, as our founders decided.
I see, Mayor. Where is this done?
To the west, at the exposing place. The creatures of the wild gather for the ceremony.
At the back of Ryan's mind was still that peculiar radio message they'd received, promising help for anyone who went north.
Not to the north?
Sissy shook his head so violently that his tiny blue eyes rolled like marbles in lard.
Never north, you cretin! Even a stoop outworlder should know that. North is trouble and darkness and death. Any citizen of my ville that goes north is a dead man.
The tiny mannequin sat slumped in his wheelchair for several moments, seemingly exhausted by his vituperative outburst.
Should we go for the induction?
Yes. Go. No, wait. Wait. If there is to be an exposing today, many Sekhmen will be busy. Let it wait. Go back to your dorms or walk about the ville. Enjoy it. See what a pleasant life we lead here. Creds and passes will be issued. Don't ask what Ginsburg Falls can do for you. Ask what you can do for Ginsburg Falls.
As they stepped out into the warm sunshine, Finn glanced around to make sure he couldn't be overheard.
You know what I don't understand? Why the fuck isn't it called Sissy Falls?
None of them could come up with an answer. The walk back through town heightened their feeling of alienation. The ville was immaculate. There were no drink houses and no gaudies, except for the main one where most of the women were herded, kept in a form of purdah, locked away in seclusion, and totally subservient to the whims of the males. The clothes and the buildings seemed to have a quality of conformity. Homes were neat frame houses, each with its own trim front garden and wire-fenced back garden. Ryan noticed that every house was painted white, and all of them looked as if they'd been decorated within the past few months.
No blacks.
All good, decent redneck wasps.
No commies or Catholics or 80s.
J.B. watched the good people of Ginsburg Falls parading nervously past them.
Some of these buildings go back better than 100 years, but all the newer ones are built on precisely the same pattern. All got identical mailboxes and a box for the daily copy of the Regulator. Damnedest ville I ever did see. Can't wait to shake its dust off my boots.
They ate lunch together, despite the disapproving glares and sniffs of the janitor. The food was reasonable, basic meat and vegetables. The meat was proto-soya, flavored with fresh herbs, tarragon and nutmeg predominating. The vegetables were compressed blocks of spinach and shredded carrots with over-steamed artichokes. To complete the meal, there were slabs of green gelatin quivering gently on plastic dishes.
Mayor says they got to go to the workhouse.
Tomorrow, he told us.
Well, there's a new message today. 3 p.m. they go. Down the off the sissy wing near the lake by the Wag Park. Yeah. Gotta go, got to get and go and go and go and gone. They gotta go!
Doc Tanner shook his head.
Now there's a truly prime candidate for senility and euthanasia, if ever I saw one. I'll slip him the Mickey myself.
We have to go?
Christy patted Lori's hand.
Come on, lover. This has gone on better than long enough. This place is Sixville. Let's go after Jack.
In daylight? They got old blasters, but there's maybe 7,000 vigilantes all primed and ready. If you'd been in the quarry last night, you'd have seen what a swarm of mothers we'd have on our necks. When we go, it has to be night. Take a run north. Hope that the fact that they're so shit scared of up that way, they'll leave us be.
So we go to this workhouse?
Sure. Keep your crons hid. Check the time, and we'll aim to be there and spring you at 1:15 in the morning.
You better be there, Ryan. If you're not, then Lori and me will be off and running so fast you won't even see our dust.
The SEC commander came around too to collect the women and escort them down the highway to the workhouse at the lake's edge. He also told Ryan something about the ville's militia.
You women go and wait in the street.
He didn't even look to make sure they obeyed his commands, grinning at the sound of their dragging steps.
Good. Mayor'll give them sluts something to walk heavy about if he goes to check 'em tonight.
Mayor Sissy takes a real paternal interest in the whores, does he?
Damned right he does. The Sissy family took over Ginsburg Falls a few years after the long winters ended. Up here we were lucky. Other places in the Deathlands had it bad. All dead or muted. Sissy clan saved us from that. Now we take real good care which outlanders come in. You did good at the stoning, all of you. But the kid with the snow hair, we'll catch him unless he's gone north. And if he's gone north, then he'll die anyways.
Why?
Bad things that way, old man. Hot spots, heavy rad counts. Muties you wouldn't believe. They send out messages to try and trap us. Shouldn't talk like this, Mayor. Don't relish words about the North.
What messages?
On radio, loop tape, forbidden to listen in. Tricks folks to follow it. Nobody ever comes back.
Like the siren's song that so enchanted mighty Ulysses upon that wine-dark Aegean.
Don't know the name, old man. But I just know for sure that anyone goes north, goes up there to be killed, and never comes back. I know that for sure.
Then we'll goddamn keep away from there.
The guard looked at Finn.
Blasphemy can earn you treadmill time here, Outworlder Finnegan. Mayor Sissy does not approve of swearing.
Oh, sure, sir. Don't want no trouble here, boss. Walk in the line, boss.
Ryan glared at him, fearing the chubby blastard would go way over the top and bring them all some trouble.
Good. Keep straight around the ville. Mayor, we'll see you in the morning.
What about the militia?
Men here all join the militia. If you're good at it, you get to join the sec unit. It's not too hard. It's part-time. You patrol for curfew breakers and guard the highways. Check out the wags and the gas supply.
You keep them gassed up and ready?
Sure. Haven't had a runner from Ginsburg Falls for about a year now. A couple of whores got men to break with them once. Got caught. Good stone in that one. Man kept dodging, even catching some of the stones. He played baseball for the Ville. Of course, the dumb stoop couldn't dodge them all.
They split up for the rest of the day. Ryan suggested that Doc stay in the dorm, since his age made him vulnerable for removal to the Senility and Euthanasia Center. Doc wanted to go down and see how Laurie and Christy were, but reluctantly he agreed to remain where he was. Finnegan offered to wreck the workhouse in preparation for their visit there later that night. JB checked out the big rig they'd spotted, making sure it was filled up and ready to roll, and he talked to one of the locals, who was aggrieved he hadn't been able to go to the exposing outside the ville. The man told the armorer that the Kenworth was the best wagon in town, with a range of close to 100 miles, even allowing for the aged engine and the deteriorated blacktops. Ryan strolled around, trying to familiarize himself with the geography of the ville. It was a huge, sprawling place, laid out in a grid pattern, the streets crossing at right angles, the main roads running parallel to the big lake. One thing he noticed early was that Ginsburg Falls had no dogs. In fact, not even a single domestic animal was evident. No cats, no birds in cages, no fish in tanks in the curtained windows. Intermittently, Ryan spotted women peering at him through the white lace that covered most casements. Here and there, boys played quietly in trim gardens, rode ramshackle old bikes, or threw balls back and forth. The exposing had cleared most of the population from the ville, so there were few civilians around to question him. There were plenty of sec men still on the streets, though. They marched in pairs, carbines slung across their shoulders. Doc Tanner fell asleep around 11, snoring a little, hands folded across his chest, stovepipe hat resting primly on the floor beside his bed. The other three talked quietly, mostly about the old times with the trader.
Remember that little muty girl with the sweet smile and the broken arm? Old Fletch was carrying her, and she reached up and plucked his eye out just like picking a fucking grape.
I recall a trader with an old, old woman, near blind, who brought him a watch. Good make, but it was empty. No works, just the case. Trader took it from her hand real gentle. Never forgot the look on his face. He picked up a dried soya box, empty one. Figured he was going to give it to her as an exchange. He looked at the old woman, you know, the way he had, and...
We all heard it before, friend. It's time.